Ganga Das Pandit was the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the sense that he was the teacher of Sanskrit and logic. Gaur Ganodesh Deepika states that he was previously Vishishta, who was the guru of Ramachandra Bhagavan. And it also identifies him with Durvasa Muni. Chaitanya Charitamrita states that he was very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who simply remembers him will be free from all material bondage. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, he is compared to Sandipani Muni, who was, of course, the teacher of Sri Krishna in his childhood. When Nimai was just a young boy, he requested his father that I should study under Ganga Das. Ganga Das was very happy to have such a pupil and took as much attention in teaching him as if Nimai were his own son. He was amazed by Nimai's tremendous ability to remember and his sharp intelligence. And it soon became obvious to him that although he had taught thousands of students previously, none of them had been anything like this one. Nimai soon adopted the tactic of asking trick questions to his schoolmates and then catching them out when they gave the wrong reply. He would make a statement and then ask others to refute it. Then he would refute their explanation, he would refute his own explanation and establish another one. He was so bright that he would, on hearing any... At first he studied grammar and he was so bright that immediately on hearing the sutra of Panini and its explanation, he would remember it. And after a short time of studying, he himself began to teach. When he returned from Gaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was transformed from the wrangling scholar to the ecstatic devotee. But nevertheless, he continued to treat with Ganga Das with all respect due to a guru. He would regularly go to Ganga Das's house just to offer respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. And Ganga Das approved of Nimai's transformation and actually Ganga Das joined in the Sankirtan pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in this way accepted him as his indirectly accepted him as his spiritual leader or guru. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was displaying his ecstatic form, this Shat Praharya Bhav, 21 hours of Mahaprakash, he was on the throne of Vishnu in the house of Srivas Pandit. He revealed many secrets of the devotees' devotional lives to them. At that time, he said to Ganga Das, "Do you remember one time there was word that Muslims were coming to attack, and so you took your family to the bank of the Ganga to flee, but no boat came." He was distraught that if the Muslims, they would come and they would contaminate his family or even slaughter them. And he passed almost the whole night waiting, but no boat came. And he thought that he would have to drown himself along with his whole family in the Ganga. Just when he had reached the limit of his despair, a boat suddenly came out of nowhere. Ganga Das called out to him, "Oh, my dear brother, please save me." my whole existence is now depending on you. Help me by taking my family and myself across the Ganga. I will present you a silver coin and a set of new cloth. And the boatman took them across. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "That was me. I came to save you." When Ganga Das heard this, he was astonished and fainted because he had never told of this incident to anyone else. Yeah, so Ganga Das joined the party of devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, now, next, Srivas Pandit, who is one of the principal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Narad Muni in Krishna Lila. Narad Muni's close friend Parvat Muni appeared as Srivas's younger brother Ramai. So we say Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Srivas is chosen to represent all the jivas who are the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates in Navadvip, he was from a Brahmin family of Srihatta that had migrated to Navadvip. So Srivas was, he was quite older than Nimai. He was more in the generation of his father. He was one of the small group of devotees who would engage in Krishna consciousness in Navadvip before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed his Krishna consciousness. Nimai would, when he saw such members of the Srivas and other elders like that, whenever he crossed them on the street, he would offer obeisances to them. And Srivas would bless him, saying that, "May you have Krishna bhakti." On one occasion, when Srivas came across Nimai, he said that, because this time Nimai was just appearing like a great scholar, so he said, "What's the use of all your scholarship if you don't become a devotee of Krishna? Don't waste any more time. Just take up Krishna bhakti immediately." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nimai was very happy to hear this and replied to Srivas that because you are a devotee, then surely by your mercy, one day I will attain Krishna bhakti. All the devotees felt like Srivas, they felt intense attraction towards Nimai, but they could not recognize that he is the Lord of their life because he was hiding himself as a scholar. But when Nimai came back from Gaya, he appeared to be mad in love of Krishna. And indeed his mother Shachimata, being influenced by what other people said, thought that he actually became mad. Once when Srivas came to his home, Nimai asked that, "Everyone's saying I'm mad. What do you think?" Srivas laughed and said, "If you are mad, I want to be mad like that also. I can see that Krishna has been very kind to you and that you're apparent madness is your tremendous bhakti for him." Nimai embraced Srivas and said, "If you had also said that I was going mad, I would have jumped in the Ganga and drowned myself." Now Srivas's house was very close to that of Nimai's, and Nimai started spending more time at the house of Srivas than in his own house, and specifically started Sankirtan every night, all night, every night in the house of Srivas. then all the sinful atheistic neighbors, they're all Brahmins in that area, but many were sinful and atheistic. And they complained that we can't sleep because of the noise. They made so many complaints, and they even spread some rumors that the Nawab was going to come and punish them all. Srivas became filled with fear on hearing this and took up special worship of Nrisimhadev to invoke his protection. So while he was doing this one time, the door of his home was kicked open, and Nimai was standing there in an angry mood and said that, "Who are you worshipping? Who are you meditating on? Just see, Pritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. I will save the devotees and destroy the rascals." Saying this, he sat in the Virasan, which is the yoga pose of a hero, and revealed himself as Nrisimhadev with four hands holding conch, discus, club, and lotus. When Srivas saw this, he was overcome with ecstasy and recited hymns of praise of the Lord. So, being pleased, Nimai told Srivas to call all his family members to see this divine form. He told that he would give bhakti to everybody, and just to show he called the 5-year-old niece of Srivas, whose name was Narayani, and he gave his prasad to Narayani and told her to chant the holy names, upon which she became ecstatic in doing so. In this way he showed his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that anyone without any previous qualification can become fully Krishna conscious by his mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conducted the Vyasa Puja for Nityananda at the house of Srivas. And seeing Srivas's devotion to Nityananda, he blessed him that Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, would always remain in his home, and that all his family members and the servants in his home, and even the dogs and the cats in his home, would have undying devotion for Krishna. And the kirtan went on every night at Srivasangam, the courtyard of Srivas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered the door should be closed. Only pure devotees should be allowed to be present. But those who were envious, they blamed the devotees in so many ways. But one evening, before the door was closed and before the kirtan started, Srivas's mother-in-law hid in the courtyard behind some baskets. As she was curious to see what was going on. So the kirtan began as usual. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I don't feel this usual ecstasy. There must be some non-devotee present." So all the devotees searched, and eventually the mother-in-law was found, and Srivas dragged her out by the hair. On another occasion, one brahmachari asked Srivas, "Please let me hide in your home and see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing." A lot of respect for this brahmachari, because he lived only by drinking milk. He didn't take anything else. He performed many austerities. So after considering, Srivas allowed him to come in. And the same thing happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I don't feel any ecstasy in kirtan today. There must be some non-devotee present." Srivas fearfully told Nimai that Well, I allowed one brahmachari to come because he's very pious and austere, and he was very eager to see you, so I let him come in. So that brahmachari came out, and Nimai angrily told him that you cannot attain Krishna just by drinking milk or performing any such austerities. The brahmachari respectfully admitted his fault. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, having already dismissed him, seeing the brahmachari's submissive mood, he called him again and placed his feet on that brahmachari's head and told him not to make a proud show of austere practices, but to take to pure devotional service. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans went on at Srivas's house for a whole year. And while the devotees danced in ecstasy, the non-devotees burned with envy. And they would make fun of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dear devotee. Now, there was one very envious so-called Brahmin called Gopal Chapo, who he placed the ingredients for worship of Kali outside the door of Srivas for worship of Kali. Sure. With items like wine, mead, red sandalwood, and this red jaba full hibiscus. Madhu, you're saying?
Not honey, it is a wine.
Madam in Sanskrit. So, when Srivas opened the door in the morning, he saw all these items, and he laughed and called all the local gentlemen and said, "Just see, I'm actually worshipping Kali, but the men could understand that this was a trick meant to defame him, and they arranged for the place to be cleaned up with cow dung and everything. So Srivas's reputation wasn't damaged, but Gopal Chapo, he contracted leprosy. At that time, then one day when Nimai came to the Ganga for taking bath, Gopal Chapo was waiting for him and prayed that he could be freed from this affliction. But Mahaprabhu angrily replied. He said, you sinful person, envious of the devotees, I will not deliver you. Rather, you will be eaten by worms for millions of births." So several years later, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas and come back again, he didn't come to Mayapur, he came to Kulia on the other bank of the Ganga opposite. Gopal Chapal again approached him and begged for forgiveness. So this place, Kulia, is famous for the place to get free from offenses. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you ask Srivas Pandit for forgiveness. If he forgives, then only I can forgive. Which Gopal Chapal did, and he was thus freed from his offenses. There's another incident with famous incident with Devananda Pandit, but I'll discuss that later when we're discussing Devananda Pandit. Oh, another important pastime during the kirtan at Srivas' house. One time, Srivas's only son died early in the evening while the kirtan was going on. And hearing some sounds, Srivas, hearing some sounds of lamentation, Srivas went to see what had happened. He saw all the women of the household shrieking and wailing, and they informed him of what had happened. that you don't cry, that you'll disturb Mahaprabhu's dancing. But they couldn't stop their wailing, so Srivas said that, if you don't stop crying, I'm going to go and throw myself in the Ganga right now. So the kirtan continued. Srivas went back and he was dancing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after the kirtan finished, early in the, at the end of the night, Mahaprabhu said, something was wrong this night. There was something, it didn't feel quite right. Has some untoward incident happened here? Srivas said that when you are here and you are dancing, then how can anything be wrong? But some of the other devotees present said that, well, actually Srivas, his only son, died shortly after the kirtan had begun. Mahaprabhu asked that, why didn't anyone tell me before? And devotees said, well, Srivas restrained us from telling you because he didn't want your ecstasy of chanting and dancing to be disturbed. Mahaprabhu broke down into tears and said that, my devotees, they love me so much, how could I ever abandon them? So he went, where the child was lying and placed his hand on him and called him back to life. He asked that, why do you want to leave the home of such a great devotee as Srivas? The child answered that, according to the results of my activities, I was born here, and at the allotted time, at the time allotted for me, I, according to my prarabdha karma, it's time for me to move on. This is all going on under your direction. No one can transgress the laws that you have set up. But you please bless me that wherever I may go, I never forget your divine lotus feet. And then again, when Srivas is, upon hearing this, Srivas's family members forgot their lamentation. And Mahaprabhu said to, he told Srivas that you have lost one son, but you have gained two, because from now on, myself and Nityananda will be your sons. Srivas was also a good singer. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan groups in Puri, he was the principal singer in one of the groups, and in the group in which Nityananda Prabhu himself was the chief dancer. One time in Puri, some devotees headed by Srivas and Advaita Acharya and others, they were glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he told them not to. Now, just at that time, a large group of people, pilgrims, they'd assembled outside, and they called him, "Oh Lord, you please show yourself to us at least once. We've come from a long distance. We wish to see you. Jai Gaura Hari." And being compassionate upon them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came outside. And Srivas, he sarcastically remarked that you're hiding yourself at home, but in the public you're showing yourself fully.
You're showing yourself fully?
Yeah, you're trying to hide the sun. There was also an important pastime during the Rath Yatra in which Srivas took the position of a supporter of Lakshmi Devi and was glorifying the opulence of Vaikuntha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described how the transcendental opulence of Vrindavan far exceeds that of Vaikuntha. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Srivas and his brothers moved away from Navadvip. They could no longer tolerate to remain there, because everything they saw just reminded them of the wonderful association they'd had with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it simply gave them pain that he was here and now he's not here. So they moved to they shifted their residence to Kumarahata, close to the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru Ishwarapuri. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited there after taking sannyas and went to Srivasa's house also. Of course, they were very happy to receive him. During his visit, Lord Chaitanya said to Srivasa that you're a householder, but you don't make any endeavor to maintain your family. Srivasa said, I don't want to make money. I have no desire to engage in any such activity. And he clapped his hands three times. And Lord Chaitanya asked, what do you mean by doing that? I may fast one day, 2 days, 3 days, and then if after that I'll tie a weight around my neck and jump in the Ganga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared in happiness and said that even if Lakshmi Devi herself someday has to go begging, you will never have any shortage in your home. Because you are determined to spend all your time only in the service of the Lord, then He will certainly provide everything that you need. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to live at Puri, his devotees in Bengal were upset that they would no longer have his association. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that he would remain in Bengal in 4 places.
In 4 places?
In 4 places. He said that he would always be present. One of them is whenever Srivas performs kirtan. Hare Krishna.